Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome back to the Body Image Revolution, my podcast where we get real and vulnerable about how to actually improve our body image and love ourselves in our world today. Today is a very special day because I'm talking to Sharoni Galliano, an incredibly talented visual storyteller and portrait photographer here in Israel. We've been photographer friends for at least a few years now, and between our conversations, I just knew I had to have her on the podcast. We share so many values when it comes to empowering women and helping people feel comfortable in their own skin, and I just cannot wait for you guys to hear what she has to say. Welcome, Sharoni. I'm so happy that you're here.
Thanks. I'm very excited to be here. I love podcasts and I happen to love yours and I've been listening to it since you put it out. So I'm just very excited to be part of it.
Oh my God. Yay. I'm so honored. Thank you so much. Okay. So let's get to know you a little bit before we start diving into all of our topics that we want to talk about. I'd love to hear where you're from and a little bit about how you got into doing photography.
Okay, so I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, and I always loved photos. I was always the friend in the friend group taking photos when disposable cameras, point and shoot, digital cameras. I was always the one taking pictures, but I always loved it. When I made Aliyah after high school, it wasn't really part of what I was doing at the time. I was living here. I met my husband. We got married, and he had to finish his degree in New York. And I had to kind of take a pause from what I was doing in university, which I was really just in university to kind of like make a check and get the degree. So I had no problem taking the year off. We flew to New York. He finished his exchange program and I had nothing to do. I had really liked to cook. And my sister-in-law said, you know what? There's a kosher culinary school. You should take a course. I think you'd love it. So I went and I loved it. And it just lit a fire in me. I loved cooking. And I said, you know what? Let me start a food blog, because at the time everyone was starting food blog. So I started a food blog. And what do you need to do a food blog? You need to be able to take pictures of food. And my pictures were horrible. And at the time,
I don't believe that, Sharoni. That's not
No, believe it. Believe it. I was using those horrible Instagram filters that everyone used. And all my pictures were yellow and grainy and super close up. And they were horrible.
Oh my gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And basically, that was already towards the end of the year. I was working at a kosher restaurant, a French restaurant in New York, and I was doing the food blog on the side, and we'd come back to Israel. And I said, okay, while I go back to university, I really want to learn how to take pictures with a camera professionally for my food blog. So in order to take a food photography course that I wanted to take, I had to learn how to use my camera, because I was only using automatic, so I had to take a regular photography course.
And you had to take a course before you took a course?
Yeah, like I had to take basically the basics of how to use your camera before I could do the food photography course, which really focused on like styling and lighting. But I had no idea how to operate my camera. I thought using automatic was how you use a camera, which I think a lot of people do in the beginning. And I took the course and there was a ton of homework and I just started taking pictures of people. And every time I would take a picture of someone, people would be like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, this is so good. What are you doing taking pictures of food? Take pictures of people. And I was like, no, that's not even my plan. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm going to be a food blogger. Like, get with the program. And I just started taking pictures of people more and more. And it just snowballed. I started offering photo shoots to friends and family if they let me put it on Facebook. And that's just how I started my business. And when I was pregnant with Yoshua, I remember it was my last year of university and I told him, I've been like, listen, like, I really want to do this. I really like doing this. What do you think? And he's like, listen, anyways, you're going to give birth. Give yourself a year. Like, give it a year. Let's give it a year and see what happens. If it works, great. If it doesn't, we'll just figure something else out. And that's what I did. I gave it a year and now it's been 7. And it's amazing.
Oh,
and I love what I do.
Oh my gosh, 7 years.
And I wouldn't change it for anything. And I hope I can always do this and always, you know, show up, give 100%, so I never have to do anything else, because I really, truly love what I'm doing.
That's amazing. It's amazing how you just kind of took every single opportunity along the way and were open to the fact that, you know, you didn't know what you were going to do and you just kind of embraced it as you went. And I think that's really amazing.
Definitely. I think that, like, sometimes all the things, like, throughout life that people say that you struggle with, like sticking with things, being consistent. Like sometimes the flip side of that could also be beneficial to you, you know, just going with the flow, trying new things, not being scared, not thinking too much. Like those are things that sometimes, even if in regular day life or when you're young, they might not be good for you. Sometimes they're the things that actually lead you to what you're supposed to be doing, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, especially the things that you are really, truly passionate about, because I think that in society, there's so many rules about what success is or whatever it may be. And when we follow those rules so stringently, then we kind of lose ourselves in them and we don't get to really find out who we are and what we want to do. Like, I don't think that I would have ever thought that I would become a photographer. That wasn't even an option. It was like, okay, do you want to be a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer? And it was not even something that was discussed. So me being open to things that were like against the grain and not within the rules of what my culture was or my family was, it was so much more fulfilling to me to be able to explore different things and figure out what I really want to do.
I think also like that going with the grain is really just meant for like half of society. And then there's the other half where the creative that just, even if you try to shove them into a box, you just can't do it. We cannot get in there. We can try, but we won't fit.
It's so true. And I also love that you took a culinary course because I definitely thought about that a few times. I feel like photographers have a lot of similar interests and like the creativity is just like there. And there's so much that we could go into. And I love that it kind of led you to photography just so naturally.
Definitely. I think like the best part of what I do is just like doing something different every day, seeing new people every day, going to new places every day. Like that's what I just feel like even seeing it like puts me in a good mood. I can't sit and do the same thing every day, seeing the same people. Like, I need the dynamic aspect of my life to constantly be moving.
Yeah, totally. I relate to that so much. And also just like seeing the new images, like each new session, each new photo is like, it just brings so much joy and inspiration to my life. And you wouldn't think that because you're like, oh, you do so many shoots or you have so many clients, but everyone is so different and unique and beautiful. And it definitely like adds that extra oomph in my life.
For sure. For sure.
Okay. Well, I'm really excited to get into your ideas about women empowerment, body image, and perhaps a little bit about your story as well. One of the main reasons why I really wanted to talk to you is because over the years, you've posted such incredible content that I feel like really speaks specifically to women and about getting into pictures, overcoming their insecurities, the value of images, and really helping women essentially be comfortable in their own skin and be present enough that they can fully enjoy these moments with their families. And I love seeing that. I love how passionate you are about it. And I guess my question for you is, why is that important to you? Like what about that message is personal to you? And why did you become so passionate about communicating those?
So I think when I started taking photos, I had no idea how it would touch me personally and how much actually my clients would teach me about myself, about my own life, and about people in general. I think only when you work in the field that we do, you realize that it's really not about photos. It's really about connecting with people, making them feel comfortable. And you learn so much about human beings. For me, which I think is the same for you, I learned so much about women and I learned so much about mothers and motherhood. And I became a mother simultaneously as I started my business. So it started that I would take photos of people once a year, twice a year, and then like every year I'd have the same clients coming to me for their pregnancy, newborn, bris, whatever, first birthday, second birthday. And I really admire that because I don't know how it was for you growing up. My parents took a lot of pictures, but we didn't like do photo shoots ever. And I thought, wow, like it's so beautiful to see these women valuing taking photos, being in the photos and making sure like they don't miss this opportunity.
And not just valuing photos, but valuing like artistic photos that they can really show up in a way that is real and authentic and have moments with their families. Because when you said, I don't know what it was like for you growing up, I was thinking of like JCPenney photo shoots and like the background.
I never even did that. I had never even told
you. Oh my God.
So I learned a lot from my clients and I became a mom. And during the time that I had my first son, I was probably in the worst state of being in terms of my own personal body image and how I saw myself. I think that a lot of times now, I think social media is super different. We see all different kinds of women, all different kinds of motherhood, what it's like. You can see an actual postpartum body. No one spoke to me about any of that. I had no idea. And I couldn't remove myself from not liking how I look. It consumed me at the time. So much so that probably from when Yusha was born until he's like three, I might have 5 images total with him. And I was missing all day. He stayed home with me until he was, I think, a year and 7 months. My husband traveled 2 weeks a month during that time. So I was his everything and I'm not in pictures.
Do you think that shifted when you became a mother, or was it something that you were always concerned about, even like when you were a late teen, early adult?
I think that it started close to like, you know, getting married, trying to conceive, getting pregnant, all that stuff. That like was the height of all of it. But it only became apparent to me when I had him. And like after that, it was so bad that, and I talked about this on my Instagram specifically because I don't want people to make the same mistake. But for example, I hated the way I looked in the breast photo. And then I deleted myself. I deleted the photos that I was in at his breast.
They're
gone.
And I can
never get them back. They are gone.
Oh my gosh.
But the reason why this is so important to me is I'm coming from a place of actually knowing and identifying with how people are feeling, like a deep place. So I can never get those back. I can never go back to when he was a baby and be in pictures. I can never undelete the pictures that I deleted. Like, it's gone. The moment is gone. And what I try to say always on social media is you'll never regret a picture that you take, only the ones that you don't. You can never go back in time. You can take a picture and not like it, but in a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you won't remember what you didn't like about it. You'll just remember, where was I? You're sure going to look back at those photos and be like, Mom, were you there? Like, who was taking care of me? It was me, but I'm just not in the picture. And when you think about it objectively, right? Let's say you're thinking about someone else in a scenario, you can say, just be in the pictures. That's so crazy. But when you're in it, it's really, really hard to think this way. But we have to think this way so we don't get to the point where we're like, what was I doing? You know?
Totally. I talk to so many women who tell me that they look back on images of themselves and then they wonder, oh my gosh, why did I feel badly about myself then? Why was I so insecure? I look so great. I look so beautiful. I look so happy. And I do really feel like with distance and time from the actual moment, if you are feeling insecure in the moment, those thoughts just naturally change.
I think there's a few things we have to realize, like, and I say we, like, because we all have to remind ourselves, and this is
totally
extremely important, is like, photos are our story. They are like a collection of images that make up the story of our lives. When you come, take one person out of it, take two people out of it, and you're not consistent, you can't read a book if it's missing chapters. You're part of that. So the minute you take yourself out of it, it's not a whole story. Your kids aren't going to look back. And if you don't have kids, you're not going to look back. Your parents, your friends, and say, oh, what were you wearing? You look terrible. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, I remember that trip to the north, to Disneyland. I remembered like when we used to sit on the couch Friday mornings in our pajamas. That was my favorite time. They're not going to think about the things that you think you're going to think about. They're just going to see life that was lived and remember the memories that they can't actually remember. They need the pictures to remember that.
Yeah. And it's just so important for people to be able to access those feelings when they grow up. Like for me, having a little bit of a complicated relationship with some of my family and then being able to look back and see what beautiful memories we shared and the laughing and the love and the presentness is just like, oh, wow. Like that just really fills my heart with joy in a way that I wouldn't be able to have access to if I didn't have those images. So to think that maybe my parents would have been insecure or deciding intentionally not to be in those images would have been so sad. I mean, it's very understandable. I completely get it. But also, there is so much value in that, not just for us, but for our children and for generations to come.
For sure. for sure.
So what was that point that you realized, holy shit, I'm not in any of these pictures and I want to change this?
So I think it was, he must have been like two or three, and I sat down to like organize albums that I was going to make for like, you know, the first year, second year type of thing. And all the pictures were either him alone or him with my husband. I wasn't in any of them. I was with him 99.9% of the time. And I think then it just hit me. It's like I wasn't even there. Like it's as if I was the traveling parent, or I was like part-time custody, but I was out of the picture. I was not in images. I wasn't there. And I think that it hit me really strong then. And I kind of just made a commitment to myself that I was going to be in pictures, and I'm not going to care. I like them. I don't like them. I'm not even going to look at them. I'm just going to make sure that no matter what, I am in as many pictures as I can be in.
And this was at the same time that you were photographing other families as well. So you were very much on your mind, like, wow, this is really special and beautiful and important. And like, I want this for my family too.
And it helped me because the more and more women showed up and like confided in me that they were nervous and they were doing this because they weren't in pictures with their family. They didn't like the pictures that they had with their family. They felt like no one was taking pictures of them. It drilled it into me of how I needed to be and how I needed to make sure that I showed up in a way that helped my clients be present, not worry, and know that I was going to make my sole purpose to get those mother-children pictures.
Oh my gosh.
I get dad pictures too. For every dad that might listen to this, I do worry about the dads, but my priority has been and always will be the mothers. I can't help myself. So
I think that they probably appreciate that.
Definitely, because I think that they know that it's important to me. And I've always worked from a place, I think we've spoken about this before, I always work from a place where I do things the way I'd want to experience them. And I know that I would want the photographer to make sure that I have these moments. And when I come, I think, you know, what would I want someone to photograph of me with my two boys? And then I try to replicate that for my clients. I try to learn about them before so I know what their relationship dynamics are like, because I want them to look back and really feel what they experienced at the time, and the mom to leave and feel like, you know what? I got it. I finally have it, you know?
Such an amazing feeling. I know exactly what you're talking about. Were you surprised by the way that women were perceiving themselves or perceiving their bodies, the struggles that they had when you first started?
I think I was surprised. Really, when I first started, I was surprised to find out that we all kind of feel the same, I guess, which you know, I'm sure that you know that too.
But I didn't know it right away.
Right. So I think that, like, also, I think all of those same things are what kind of impact me on a personal level and made me realize, like, we can either all be so caught up with how we look, or we can just live our lives. And I really choose to just live it. I don't want to be caught up with it. I just want to live my life, and I want it to be captured, and I want my kids to look back at it and enjoy it. And it's something that I want for myself, and I want for every single woman that follows me. And that's why I talk about it all the time, because I want every woman to not miss out on this and on her life.
That's so beautiful. Okay, I have a couple questions. I think firstly, when it relates to your clients, what do you say to them when they tell you about their concerns about being photographed or the way that they look or the way that their body is? How do you help them through that? And then I want to hear about your own process for yourself.
Okay. So something that I think is super important. And first, I'm going to say what I don't do. And then I'm going to say what I do.
Perfect.
What I don't do is if someone says they don't like how they look, I don't say you look beautiful. I think that's stupid. And I think if someone has like deep-seated things that they're working through, which we all have, it's not a one-person type of thing, telling someone, oh, you don't, does not help them. It's not going to change anything. It's going to make them feel invalidated. And I don't want to do that. So what I do is I remind them what I truly believe in and what is a fact is that photos are not only for now. They're not about how we feel now, how we look now. They're for the future. They are a priceless legacy that you're leaving for yourself, for your family, for your friends. It's not about the here and now. So we have to separate ourselves from what we're feeling now and think about the future. That's what a photo is for. The same way that a diamond becomes more valuable with time. A photo becomes more valuable with time because we can't solely rely on the memories in our brain. They fade, but photos last forever. So I remind them of that. I remind them of how they look at photos from their family or their parents and how much they mean to them. And that's what they're doing for themselves and for their kids or their future kids. That's really what I try to stick with and remind them, because I think really when it comes down to, once you look at photos that way, which is truly how we should be looking at photos, everything will shift and change and kind of let people not disregard the things that they're feeling, which are real and valid, but just look at things from a different perspective and give it that perspective more value to kind of help us forget or work through the other stuff.
Yeah, it kind of just gives you perspective. And I think you gain that perspective yourself when you were consumed with the way that you looked in these images from your son's Brittany La, and then you deleted them and you're like learning this lesson on your own. Like, oh my gosh, I wish I wouldn't have done that, because this is the value of them. It goes beyond me. And having that perspective can be so, so helpful. And I also like that you said that it's not about disregarding those feelings that you have. It's not just like, oh, no, don't worry. Like, you're beautiful. Just be quiet and let me take a picture of you. It's like, no, I totally get that. Like, that makes a lot of sense. This is the society that we live in. Of course you feel X, Y, and Z about yourself. Of course you're going to have these thoughts and insecurities. But also, like, think about it this way. Like, let's kind of, like, take a step back and see the full picture.
Exactly. And I also think that, obviously, I reassure them that this is my profession and it's my job to make them feel good and feel comfortable. And I start that experience without saying you're going to feel comfortable, making them feel that way from our first conversation through our entire course of working together through the end of the photo shoot, because I know that I can nurture the experience to make them feel their best. And my job as a photographer, our job is to, we know how to photograph people, right? We're not messing around. We know that our job is to make them feel good and look good. And that's all part of the experience, but also our hand and knowing what we're doing. So that's also part of it. But the main thing that I tell them is this, like when someone comes to me and says, I want to do a photo shoot, but I'm nervous because X, Y, and Z, that's kind of the thing that I lead with to kind of help them understand that that's how I approach the whole experience and how I want them to also.
Right. And it's so incredible that they feel safe enough to be able to tell us the things that are going through their minds and be vulnerable and open, because putting that out there, I think, is just really helpful for the person being photographed and for us to make that connection, but mostly for them to just be like, this is how I'm feeling. I'm not just going to like push it down and avoid it. Like, I'm feeling like this. And for us to be like, we see you, we get you. I think just that in itself helps them feel more comfortable and like they can just be themselves. You mentioned the fact that we are professional photographers. And this is something that I really wanted to address on this podcast, because so many women constantly tell me that they hate the way that they look in pictures, and they got these pictures back from the bar mitzvah photographer, or their husband took a picture of them on their iPhone, or they didn't realize that someone was taking a picture and they took it from this weird angle. And now they feel like, this is exactly how I look, right?
Oh,
and
no.
They have like, I know. And they associate that image with the way that they actually look. They're like, oh, I was actually feeling good about myself, but now I see this image and I look like shit. And I'm always just like, no, that's not
how. Oh my God, that's the worst thing.
Yeah, I do hear that a lot too.
Yes. And I want to say that your uncle or your husband, who doesn't know how to operate an iPhone, cannot take a picture that's representative of how you actually look. Like, I don't understand. It's so, I know it and you know it because we know how to take pictures. But like,
yes,
when I see someone getting upset about a picture with a person whose like finger is on the lens, I'm like, are you really trusting them to take a picture? Like, are we really going to judge ourselves based on that guy's picture? You shouldn't be, you know?
Yeah.
I think people have to realize most people don't know how to take pictures. They just don't. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like, I wish I could, I don't know, like put it on a billboard somewhere so that women would truly understand that. And I think that when they see like us taking pictures, they're like, oh, well, they're just really good photographers and they know how to manipulate it so that like I look better, or like they take it from an angle that I look
or
thinner,
they do crazy like, Photoshop.
Yeah.
Like
you and I very don't do that. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
I'm very, very verbal about the fact that, and I believe this, like the worst thing I could do is make someone look different than how they look and be like, oh, this makes you look better. Because what would I be leaving a client with? They would be like, I can never look like that. I don't look like that. And then feel worse about themselves. The best thing I can do and what I strive to do, and I know that you do it too, is to see them how they are, photograph them in the best light by making them feel comfortable, by communicating with them, by making an experience that makes them feel ease, showing them an image that's representative of how beautiful they actually are, and then seeing how it affects how they feel about themselves. Because that's the most powerful thing. Like my favorite moments are when we start a photo shoot in the beginning. Sometimes it's a little awkward. And I always tell clients, ride it through. It's going to not feel awkward in 10 minutes. Getting some pictures and then showing her photos and seeing what it does to her. Like she'll like light up and be like, I can't believe that's me. But like, it is you. And it's an unedited photo, right? We're looking at the
unedited
back of the camera.
I always have to mention that. You're, like, hello,
you're
girl.
You're looking at the back of my camera and you're seeing how gorgeous you are. That's who you are. I did nothing. Like, that is who you are. And I don't do crazy editing. I don't make people look different, thinner, taller, shorter. I don't do any of that. Like, I don't believe in that. So knowing that we have the power to show someone how they actually look, and make them feel good about themselves is the best thing in the whole entire world.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I do think it's a combination of our photography talent, of course, but also, like you said, creating that space for them to feel comfortable. The combination of those two gives us the opportunity to reflect back to them a picture of themselves that is actually way more authentic to how they look than anything else. And I just really want people to understand that and to not fall into this trap of like this quote unquote bad image of me is exactly how I look and that's it. And then also like not just the person's lack of ability to take a good photo, but also you're standing there uncomfortable. Your shoulders might
your
be hunched over.
You're clenching.
Your jaw. Yeah, exactly. Like, and you're feeling not confident in how this photo is going to turn out and not confident or present within yourself, of course, the picture is not going to look like you. You know what I mean?
Of course. That's not even a question. And I think that it just stings to know that so many people, which is why I try to talk about this a lot, are seeing photos of themselves on a phone and thinking, oh my God, like, I just shouldn't be in pictures. That's the worst thing you could do. It's the worst thing, really.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so I feel like there's like these conversations that we're having where it's like, okay, yeah, there's this neutrality where you want women to have, which is like, okay, yeah, I totally get that you feel like this. And also this image is beyond you. And like, what I want for you is to be able to look at this image and just not have it be so emotionally charged. Just know that it's important that you're in them. That's one thing.
Definitely.
And then another thing is like, if you do that, if you do that and you allow yourself to just be and to be present, then it actually does lead you to liking how you see yourself, liking how you look more. You know what I mean? So like, what is it? Is it both? Is it, how do you see that?
I can tell you the process that I went through that is what I hope that everyone should go through. And this is what I recommend, basically. I think you should just, I just committed to myself that I'm getting in pictures no matter what. I'm not going to look in the mirror and fix myself before. I'm not going to stare at the picture after and hyperanalyze it. I'm going to be in a picture and that is it. I'm going to move on from it. I'm not going to stare at it. You'll never catch me being like, show me the picture. You know how someone will say, take a picture and then let me see it and then take it again. I will never do that. I just don't care. And realize,
is it that you don't care or did you make a decision not to care?
Now I don't care. But at the time when I took the decision, I just said, I'm going to be in a picture and I'm not going to look at it. And I'm just going to move on. I can look at it later. I can look through it later. I'm not going to hyperfixate on it. I'm not going to let it decide anything about how I feel about myself. I'm just going to make sure my first goal was to be in pictures. Nothing else mattered. And I started doing that again and again and again. I started asking people to take pictures of me. I stopped volunteering to be the one to take photos. I never hyperanalyzed the pictures. I looked at them when I wanted to. I moved on from them. And I think I enjoyed so much suddenly having like this visual representation of my existence and my family's life. Really, it sounds funny, but that's what it is, that I stopped caring about everything else because I realized like, holy cow, it's amazing. Like I am in the birthday pictures, the gone pictures, the first day of school. Like I'm in all of that. Where was I before? Like this is so valuable. Nothing else matters.
Gave me the
chills. It was really like a giant hug to myself. And so I started with that. And then as time went on, I just became totally like neutral about it. There are pictures where I look better. There are pictures where I don't look as good. And like none of them mean I'm a better or worse person. Like I'm an awesome person. I'm also a person who when I sit, I have stomach rolls. When I look down, I have a double chin. When I am sneezing, my eyes close in pictures. Like I'm a normal human.
I was about to say, like, so you're a human? Like, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody has
like,
that.
When I'm tired, I have bags. When I don't do my hair, it's messy. When I wake up in the morning with my kids in my bed, like, I don't look like I do when I'm going to an event. But that picture's not less valuable. Like,
yes,
it's just
exactly
that. I probably will like that messy picture better because it's more of a representation of who I am as a person, my life as it is. So I think we have to decide, do you want to only have photos that are, you know, when you're made up and posed with perfect lighting and everyone's smiling, that might not be actual representation of your life 365 days a year? Or do you want to look perfect in every photo? I personally don't. And I don't think you should too, because they're not going to be representative of you. And I think the more you practice that and the more you say, I'm just going to be in photo and I'm not going to care, you're going to feel so free. It's like the most freeing thing ever.
Why do you feel like women feel the need to have to look perfect in images? Where does that desire come from?
Well, one, society. Like women, society for everything. The way you were raised, the things you see around you. I can probably remember the first time I heard someone opting out of photos. Like it doesn't matter who it was, but I remember I had a family member and we took photos and she's like, no, I don't want to be in photos. I remember being a kid and being like, but why? And she's like, I don't like how I look in photos. And then it was just kind of accepted that she was never in photos. And I remember as a kid thinking like, that's so sad. But then I grew up and I opted out of photos too, because that was
right.
An option.
And I think so like it's normal. Like it's just how women are supposed to see themselves almost. Like
right.
We're and a lot expected of, not to like how we look in photos. We're expected not to like our bodies.
Or even sometimes it happens a lot. I'll ask someone to take a photo and they're like, do you want to see it? And I'm like, no, like I look great. I'm like a human. I'm great. You know, like I don't need to be perfect. It doesn't matter. Like, why do you assume I want to see it? Why? What about like my husband? What about my kid? Why don't they want to see it? Like, I'm okay with it. And I think, like everything else on women, like we have all these expectations put on us that we put on ourselves to look perfect all the time, to be perfect, to have a clean house and cook dinner and work, but also be present and all of these things that are put on, either we put on ourselves or we're put on us. And the same goes for photos and how we look. And it's just a bunch of bullshit and it's robbing us of enjoying life, of being present, of being captured. Like it's not. That's the thing, though. It's not only robbing us of now, of being present now, but it's also robbing us in the future, because when we look back, we're also not going to have been present. And it's going to keep going unless we decide now, what can I do to change this? So
right.
This is like the most important thing we could talk about. And it goes for everyone. Sometimes I post about this on my Instagram and a woman who is 60 will write, you know, because of what you said, I made sure to get in pictures with my grandchildren. Like, that's amazing. But it's also so sad that like she's been pulling this through to being a grandmother. Like it makes me sad. Breaks my heart.
So true. Yeah. Actually, when you were telling your story, it reminded me of one of my clients who did a boudoir session with me. She's in her 60s. And I asked her what was the main reason why she wanted to do it. And she said, same thing as you. She looked at her photo albums over all of the years because she's a grandmother now. Like she's in her 60s. And she was nowhere to be found.
And it's devastating.
Devastating, tragic, and also incredible that she realized it and she wanted to do a shoot that was like really fully focused on her. But like, it almost made me cry. It was so emotional. So yeah, definitely like, if you're in that position, you're definitely not alone in it. And at the same time, like you said, how do we want to change this? How do we actually want to live our lives? And one thing that I really like that you said is, like, you tell your clients in the beginning of the session, it's going to be awkward or uncomfortable for like 10 minutes, right? And just ride through it. Like, face the discomfort.
Yeah.
It's going to be there. Don't avoid it. Don't push it. And if you ride through it, you'll get to that next.
You'll get out on the other side.
Exactly. Right. And I think that's really like an amazing metaphor for all body image work, because people don't want to face this stuff. They don't want to feel the discomfort of looking at an image that they don't like of themselves. Right. But that discomfort is so minute compared to the discomfort that you'll have years later when you're not in the photo, or when you feel like shit about yourself and your body your entire life. So that discomfort, that facing the discomfort, is actually the door to your healing.
For sure. I want to also say something that, like, just to drive the point home, that I think is heavy, but like, I think we need to get there to kind of like get this message out. Again, if you've never been to a Shiva, that's amazing. I hope we don't have to be in Shivas, but if you've been to Shiva, I've been to many. What are people doing at a Shiva? They're sitting and looking through photos. Why? Because a photo is a piece to hold on to somebody forever and ever. And imagine people sitting at a Shiva and not having images of someone, what that would feel like for them. And I just think, like, that should be the, I don't think it needs to be like a devastating thing to be the driving force. I think we should try to always look at positive, but I think, like, sometimes that's what it comes down to. Like, what are you leaving of yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. That is huge. And also, I just had this image of my mind of, like, people looking at my boudoir pictures at Bobby's Shiva. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. That's where my mind goes. Of course. Of
that's
course.
Hilarious, actually.
Oh my God. I thank you so much for talking so openly about this. It's just so important. And I feel the passion in what you're saying. So do you think that this process of you finding neutrality in photos of yourself has helped you come to more body acceptance just in general? And like, what has that journey been like for you? Like, are you more confident in your body now? Do you feel better about the way you look?
I think definitely, I don't know if it's good or normal or what, like, I don't think so much about how I look. I grew up in a household that was really, like, my mom and my sister are really girly and, like, feminine, and they wear makeup and they dress up and they wear, like, purses and get their nails done and stuff. And I've always
been. They wear a person.
I don't know. It's just like, we always talk about how I never have a purse, and like, I'm just like walking around with everything in my pockets. But I just, like, I never fit that mold. I've always been just like a tomboy, and I don't have makeup and I don't wear makeup, and I just like to be casual. So I think I had that aspect of myself. But when I struggled with like body image, it was like two opposite things that just, I felt like they like crushed me almost. And I remember feeling so much like I had such a hard time with how I looked, and I really tried to fit the mold during that time, and I dressed differently and I wore makeup, and like, it was so, I was so far removed from who I was and my at my core. I really connect with just existing how I am, not trying to be anything else, not if it's the way I speak or the way I behave, just like really being myself. And for so long, and such like a big chunk of my life, I was so disconnected from that. And it all came together with just saying, like, I'm tired of like fighting this fight of disliking who I am. I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I'm great how I am. I have a lot to offer, and I'm just gonna show up as I am. If it's being in pictures, if it's showing up for work. And I think it really all really tied together. It helped me be better at my work, because I show up on social media. People connect with me. I connect with my clients.
You really show up on social media. You're doing reels. You're always talking. Do you think that's something that you could have done 7 years ago?
I could have never. No, I could have never done that. Never, never. Not without a bazillion filters, not without like changing who I was. And I started out like that. That's the truth. Again, I don't judge people that show up. I think it's really hard to show up. So however you show up there, it's great. Don't take what I'm saying and think like, oh, you can't show up. Show up how you show up, and then you'll find yourself. It's really hard to show up. So if you can do it, like, you're doing amazing, however you're doing it.
I love that. It's like, show up and then you'll find yourself, versus find yourself and then show up.
that's the mistake that I think so many people make. And I talk to so many people who are starting businesses and they're like, well, I just like, I have to get it perfect. Don't get it. Don't worry. Just do it. Like, you'll never do it if you're waiting for it to be perfect. I would never do anything, literally, if I had to wait to be perfect, because I don't have the patience for that.
And it's not even a thing. It's like, it's an illusion in our mind that we could be perfect, or that there is this idea of perfection. When really, I feel like what our people need to see is they need to see us, because when we are ourselves, it gives other people the permission to be themselves. And that's really the space that we want to create, not only online, but in our shoots and in our lives.
100%. I always think, and you might identify with this, for example, like a headshot. If somebody has a photo on Instagram or Facebook and then I meet them in real life and it's like totally different, it's like very disorienting in the beginning.
Yeah,
I'm like confused a little bit about it. So I think that's the same thing. If I had a different online presence and then I showed up differently and each time I was like a different version, like that would be very, first of all, disorienting to clients. And I think also it just wouldn't be aligned with anything.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like it's so also not just for us, you know, or what other people think of you, but it's so empowering when we have an image of ourselves that really does represent who we are right now, and not a picture of us from 10 years ago,
right?
Not a picture of us when we happened to lose 10 pounds, but then gained it back in 2 weeks, like really like who we are right now, and to appreciate it, to love it, and be able to proudly put that out in the world. It just is like this feeling of alignment of like, okay, this is who I am. And it helps us build our own confidence, and it makes us feel better about ourselves because we're not trying to be something or someone that we're not. And that in itself is so beautiful.
I think this is really important. I want to sharpen what you just said. It's exhausting to try to be something else. It is exhausting and it will eat away at you. And the best thing you could do is just say, I am what I am. This is what it is, and embrace it. Like, and really, it might sound funny. If you're not in pictures and you don't let yourself be in pictures because you're not perfect, you don't like how you look, you don't like where you're living, how you're dressing, where you are, just let it go. Be in pictures. Start now. Stop fixating on everything. And I promise you, like, it'll also open doors for other things. It'll just make you learn that you, as you are right now, are awesome and worthy. Sometimes you need to see it and you can't see it because you're so disconnected from it. So just do it and be in it. First of all, it'll put you at ease. You'll be so much freer. Can't even explain it. Someone could show me the ugliest picture of myself and I promise you, I will not care. I will not care.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so liberating. Like if we both of us go back to that time when we're so consumed with how we turn out in images or just our appearance in general or needing to be perfect. If you just think about that time and how much of our time and our brains were consumed with thoughts of this, it's like astounding to think about, I don't know, a third of your day, half of your day, like even more sometimes.
I also think like if women as a group, like as a society, I don't know what you call it, as a species, but together decide to just like embrace it ourselves and like show up as we are, it would be so freeing for each other too. Because for example, social media. Literally is a highlight reel of curated content that people are seeing. So everyone's seeing it and think, well, her life is perfect. Her house is perfect. Like, and then they're criticizing themselves.
But there's all the comparison.
Since we're on it, how much bullshit that is. So if everyone would just show up without makeup, maybe without, you know, being super fancy dressed with the room that you just cleaned to make that video, just like show up as you are. And then we would all just be more content. Because not everyone can disconnect themselves. Sometimes like they need the extra help. But if everyone would just put that effort in for each other, we would be bettering society for ourselves and for our kids. That's the truth.
Right. Right. And then it's not just like, oh, I accept myself. Fine. This is just the way I am. It's like a resignation, which is not necessarily very helpful to our self-esteem or our body image. Because we're just like, we're not perfect. Like, whatever. I'm just going to let it go versus like, I'm letting it go because I am amazing, because I am worthy, because these things don't make me bad or wrong. They just make me human. And I really like that idea of normalizing it because that's really what it is. It's just we're human and there's so much beauty in that.
Definitely. That's where all the beauty is.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. So what would you say to someone? Because obviously all of this is so much easier said than done. And for both of us, it's taken years to get to the place that we are. What would you say to someone who's just like at the beginning of this journey, or they really want to get photos done of themselves or their family, and they just have so much fear around it that they don't feel like they can overcome in this moment?
I think it's really scary. I understand the way you're feeling makes a lot of sense given the society that we live in and probably the messages you've been given your whole life. But yeah, sometimes we build up these dialogues in our head that we just lie to ourselves and tell ourselves we're not worthy, we shouldn't be. We can't do it until X, Y, and Z. And like that dialogue you built in your head is a lie. You don't need to be a certain way to be in photos. And the best thing to do is really to just take this exercise on a day-to-day. Just start being in photos and don't look at them. Just let's say, for example, you're on vacation and you're on a hike and someone says, oh, let me take a picture. Or that would be the opportunity where you would be the one taking the photo. Just hand the phone over and ask a stranger, have them take the photo, put it in your pocket and continue living your life. Do it once, do it twice, do it 15 times or 100 times and you're going to see that you will feel differently. Maybe not the first time, maybe not the 10th time, but the 100th time you will. And the more you do it and implement it, the easier it's going to be and the more freeing it's going to be for you. And who knows how you're going to feel down the line. Now you're hearing from like me and Rebecca, and this has been years, right, of us doing the work to kind of feel like this. But who knows how you're going to be further down the line. You'll be freer and you'll have all these photos and that'll make you feel amazing for sure.
Yeah. So. Right. I totally agree. And I feel like it's so important that we see it as a practice versus just like you said, you have to find yourself and then you can show up. You have to feel whole and then do the thing. It's like, do the thing that's scary, do the thing that's uncomfortable over and over and over again. And then you will find yourself and then you will gain confidence. It's like this beautiful, beautiful practice. And also, it's not going to be perfect. It's not just like, okay, I did this 10 times and now I have total confidence in myself. Or even like for me, it doesn't mean that I just feel 100% amazing about my body every single day. Like there's days and insecurities and things that come up just like everyone else. But now I have a practice and a mindset that I can always go back to like bring me back home to myself. And I feel like normalizing that and normalizing the fact that like it's not just that one day you gain confidence and that's it. It really truly is a practice is something really important to impart on everyone.
Definitely. I think while you're doing, I guess, the practice, like just remove yourself emotionally and mentally from it. Just do the picture and start getting used to it. Make it a habit, just like waking up and drinking a glass of water before your coffee. Remove the emotional aspect that is valid, but just remove it for the time being. And see how that becomes a habit. And then when you come back and you can like add back in, let's say the mental and emotional aspect of it, you'll feel differently.
Yeah. So beautiful. Thank you so much, Saroni. Is there anything else that you would like to share with women or anything else that you want to say that maybe we didn't cover in our conversation today?
I'm sure there's lots more, but just to end off with, like, you're really important. Be in photos. Like, don't sell yourself short because of all these little things you've been told your whole life because they're not true. You're important. You're worthy. Just do it for yourself. Do it for your friends. Do it for your family. You'll thank you later. They'll thank you later. Do it. Okay.
That is a perfect way to end off this conversation. If someone wants to find you, where can they find you and see all this amazing social media stuff?
On my Instagram, definitely. Saroni_Galliano. That's where you can find me.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. This was amazing.
If anybody has any questions, you can definitely reach out to either one of us. I know that we're going to be posting about this, so you can write under the post, you can direct message us, you can email us, and there's definitely going to be information on how to reach Saroni in the show notes. So feel free to check that out. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.